Commentator Frank DeFord calls cicadas 17-year locusts because the insects descend in biblical proportions. Cicadas are not locusts, but that's not important right now. Frank is focused on their timing.
Nobody except locusts count by 17, which makes it kind of fun for a change. It's like a random sampling of years. The locusts give us a good perspective, not just highlights. One of the troubles with sports is that every year, at the end of December, everybody writes summaries of the year, and they always make it sound like it was one real Lollapalooza of a sports year. After all, in sports, unlike life, somebody has to win everything. Sports are not like wine, which isn't a shame to admit it's bad years. But the fact is that a lot of sports years are really very run-of-the-mill. Indeed, the last time the locusts were here, 1987, that was a pretty ho-hum year. Oh, if you lived in Edmonton, Alberta, or Bloomington, Indiana, it brings back happy memories. But overall, the locusts were more memorable than the games that year. Except this. Only one athlete was a champion in two consecutive locust years, 1970 and 1987. Name him before this commentary is over, and you must be a cicadophile. On the other hand, one of the years that the locust came back is just about at the top of the sports tree, 1919. The Black Sox fixed the series. A horse actually named Upset became the only horse ever to upset Man of War. Jack Dempsey became champ, and in Spain, a matador named Juan Belmonte took 200 pairs of bull's ears in 109 corridas. See, so much spectacular stuff going on in 1919. But most important of all, in the last week of 1919, the Red Sox owner arranged to send Babe Ruth to the Yankees. Certainly, if the Sox are ever going to break their curse, it must be in another year of the locusts. Maybe, after all, it's not the curse of the Bambino, but the curse of the locusts. And how else, based on past locust years, can we predict this locust year? Ben Hogan won 3 golf majors in the locust year of 53, a circadian omen for Phil Mickelson. Maureen Connolly and Margaret Court won grand slams in tennis in locust years. Is Justine Henin-Hardenne locust-like? But the locust champ of all time, Al Unser, won his first Indianapolis 500 in locust year 1970 and his last Indy in locust year 1987, a fitting Memorial Day weekend tribute for our locust friends, who will soon be off to their circadian rewards. See you guys in 2021. Oh, gee, maybe that's the year the curse of the locust ends for the Red Sox. 2021, not 2004. Or maybe 2038. 2055? The Sox in 2072. Guaranteed.
The comments of Frank DeFord, senior contributing writer at Sports Illustrated, who joins us each Wednesday from member station WSHU in Fairfield, Connecticut.